Chapter 2. Coruscant. During the Battle of Coruscant, 19 years before the Battle of Yavin.
You gotta love this ship,
Rhys said. She knows her job, all right.
Jeddak slipped the freighter in between a Corellian transport and a Santh Sinar passenger ship, then stood YT-492727ZED on her side to ease past the transport and continue to maneuver toward the front of the pack. Rhys muted the cockpit's annunciators so they wouldn't have to listen to the pilots and navigators who were cursing them out.
Maybe they'll give us ownership after this run.
We can hope, Jeddak said.
10 years of sticking our necks out, Tub. There should be a law.
There should be, but there isn't. Besides, I'm just trying to help keep the galaxy on course. What's your excuse?
Like I told you, I want this ship to be ours.
Both pilots were human. Jeddak a bit taller and 20 years younger, with a lighter complexion and a clipped beard that accented a square jaw. Rhys was graying at the temples, but clear-eyed and as fit as an athlete. A traffic jam was the last thing they had expected to encounter at Coruscant, but the Separatist attack on the galactic capital had come so unexpectedly that nearly everyone inbound had been caught up in it. Some had arrived in time to hear the HoloNet announcement of Chancellor Palpatine's abduction and witness the reversion to real space of the Republic cruisers that made up the Open Circle fleet. Together with the home fleet cruisers, the huge Venator-class ships had succeeded in keeping the battle confined to the upper reaches of Coruscant's envelope. A few deft pilots had managed to spin their ships out of the fray and jump back into hyperspace, but tens of thousands of other vessels, ships of all sizes and makes and purposes, were still holding at the forward line, waiting for the battle to end one way or another, so they could either continue on to Coruscant or flee for the Outer Rim.
Even if they did, Jeddak went on, how could we afford to keep her running?
Same as we've been doing, but for the private sector.
Gainful employment?
I'll settle for employment. I'm not as particular as you.
Jeddak frowned.
I've known too many smugglers. That life's not what it's cracked up to be.
Rhys barked a laugh.
Neither's this one.
Jeddak had brought the YT to a point where they had a panoramic view of the fighting. More slugfest than coordinated battle. The clash pitted the big ships against one another, crimson hyphens of annihilation pulsing among them, while flights of ARC 170 droid tri-fighters and vulture fighters buzzed about in seeming pandemonium. The melee's backdrop perpetually lighted Coruscant itself, the planet's scintillating urban rings ravaged in places where defensive shields had been breached or ships had gone to ground. The Republic with everything on the line, and Count Dooku's Confederacy of Independent Systems with nothing more to lose than a cyborg general and an army of droids. Rhys whistled in surprise.
Front seat on the fall of civilization as we know it.
Not likely. But all the more reason to deliver our cargo.
So you say.
Rhys gazed out the YT's circular viewport,